Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The National Weather Service just declared a severe thunderstorm warning for Davidson County until 5 p.m. It had already called a flash flood warning for Sumner and Robertson counties until 5:20. Republican state lawmakers may not be done redrawing Tennessee's electoral maps. The Tennessean reports they may shift districts for the General Assembly in the next legislative session. A spokesperson for the Tennessee Senate Republican Caucus says she expects that kind of legislation to be filed. Republicans already hold a supermajority at the state legislature. Black bears are on the move this summer, and they're showing up in Middle Tennessee. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports there have been sightings in Hickman, Dixon, Wilson, and Sumner counties in recent weeks.
By early summer, adolescent black bears depart from their mamas and search for a new home range, sometimes quite far. Male bears roam up to 300 square miles away from their original homes, occasionally landing them in Middle Tennessee. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency requests that folks report sightings. Bears in this area tend to move through quickly. But if a bear lingers, the agency says people should secure trash and remove pet food and birdseed from the outdoors. Greg Grieco, director of the Appalachian Bear Rescue, says black bears historically lived across all of Tennessee, but logging and hunting forced bears into the Appalachian Mountains. Now, as populations once again expand, the bears face challenges from climate change and urban sprawl.
As we develop these areas that bears have historically inhabited, and as bears reclaim areas that they used to inhabit, they run into our roads and our houses and our cars and us, and they have to find ways to adapt to these environments.
The best way to help bears, he says, is to protect their natural habitat. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
And to repeat, the National Weather Service has placed Davidson County under a severe thunderstorm warning. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.